So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Bishamei Oimrim, Kol HaNetana Mezbech HaChitzen Shenosnim B'Matana Achas Kippur. The Bishamei say that for all Kabbanis that require Shtei Matana Shein Arba, that like a Tchila, their blood must be thrown twice, on the two opposite corners of the outer Mezbech and the Azara, the corners of Merubis Deroimis and Mizrachet Sefoinis. Nevertheless, but the Yevid, if the blood was thrown only once, the Kapara is accomplished. However, Ubechatas Shtei Matanis, for a chatas chitzayin that required arba matanis al arba koronis, that like a tchila, the blood must be applied to all four corners of the mizbeach. But the evid, if the blood was applied twice, the kapara is accomplished. But if the blood was applied only once, the kapara is not accomplished. While the Bishil disagree and say, af chatas shenosnu matana achas kippur, for all karbanis and even chatas, but the evid, if the blood was thrown or applied only once, the kapara is accomplished. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso that says that the source for kol hanetana mezbech hachitzen shenosnim b'matana achas kippur is the pasuk of Korban Eila, which states v'dam zebechech yishafich. The word yishafich is singular and implies one matana. And this teaches that for an Eila and all other similar karbanas that require shtei matana shein arba, even one matana is sufficient. The Gemara, however, asks from three brayses that use this pasuk v'dam zebechech yishafich to teach three other halachas as follows. The first brisa states, the pasuk of Bedam Zevachach Yishafech teaches the halacha of Shvich Yishraim liyasoid. The leftover blood of any carbon after Zerika must be poured onto the foundation of the Mizbeach. The Gemara answers that the first brisa holds that Shvich Yishraim liyasoid is already derived from the pasuk of Chata Sa'if. The word Badam is superfluous and teaches, that all carbonists also require Shvich Yishraim liyasoid. And therefore, the pasuk of Bedam Zevachach Yishafech is available to teach Kala Netanen Amazbech Achitzen Shenasn Mabatana Achas Keeper. The second brisa states, Minayin Lenetanen Bezrikash and the son of Beshvicha Yatza, Tamalabim Bedam Zevachach Yishafech. The pasuk of Bedam Zevachach Yishafech teaches that for all karbanas, such as Ayla, Shlomim, Ba'ashim, and Bukhar that require Zrika, that like a tchila, their blood must be thrown onto the Mizbech from a distance. Nevertheless, if instead they did Shvicha, Bediyevit, if the blood was poured from close by, the kapara is accomplished. The Gemara answers that the first brisa holds like Rabbi Kiva, who disagrees and says, Loi zrika b'chlal shvicha, v'loi shvicha b'chlal zrika. Zrika and shvicha are not interchangeable. And for karbanas that require zrika, shvicha does not accomplish kapara. And for karbanas that require shvicha, zrika does not accomplish kapara. And therefore the pasuk of Adam Zavachach Yishavach is available to teach, Kol HaNetana Mezbech HaChitzen Shenasan B'Matana Achas Kippur. In the third brisa, Rabbi Shmuel holds that Adam Zavachach Yishavach is the source for Maisru of Pesach, Shaton matandam ve'murm l'gabim mizbeach. The karban is a ma'isa behema, and Pesach requires shvicha, and their fats must be burned on the mizbeach. The Gemara answers that the first brisa concurs with Rabbi Yisai Glili, who disagrees and holds that ma'isa of Pesach requires rika, not shvicha, as the pasuk of Bachar states, ach Bachar shar, as damim tizrik al mizbeach ve'schelbam takter isha. The words damam and chelbam are pluralized and teach that Bachar ma'isa of Pesach toid matandam ve'murm l'gabim mizbeach. Ma'isr and Pesach are like Bukhar in that they require Shvicha and that their fats must be burned on the Mizbeach. And therefore the Pasuk of Adam Zebachach Yishavach is available to teach Kol HaNetana Mizbeach HaChitzen Shenasnim B'Matana Achas Kippur. And accordingly, these three brises that need Adam Zebachach Yishavach to teach other halachas must hold like Beisil that Af Chatesh and Nusanan B'Matana Achas Kippur. And the Pasuk of Chatesh is also a source for all of the Karbonas. The Gemara now elaborates on the Machlekes Reb Shmuel Reb Yisai Glili. Rabbi Shmuel holds that only Bechar Bezrika, but Meisru Pesach Beshvicha, because the pluralized pasuk of Vezdamam Tizrik refers only to the three forms of Bechar, Shur, Kesav, Eis. But it does not refer to Meisru Pesach, because we see the pasuk continues with Uvisar Miyiloch Kechase Atznufa Ukeshoi Kayomen Loch Yeh, because only a Bechar's meat is eaten by the Kahanim, while Meisru Pesach are eaten by their owners. While Rabbi Yisai Glili holds that Bechar Meisru Pesach Bezrika, because Vezdamam Tizrik refers to all three. And the following pasuk of Obisar Miyalach refers only to Bechar, but is pluralized to teach Echad Tam ve'Echad Baal Mum, both the meat of a Bechar Tam that is sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash and the meat of a Bechar Baal Mum that has a blemish and a shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, both belong to the Kohen. And the pasuk is a source for Bechar Baal Mum Shenitin LeKohen. A Bechar Baal Mum must also be given to a Kohen. And the previous pasuk of Damam Bechelbam does not refer to Bechar Baal Mum, because it's not sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore Dam Bechelba must refer to Bechar Meisr Pesach. While Rabbi Shmuel holds that the source for Bechar Balmum is derived from the Pasuk's ending, L'cha Yiyah. The Gemara also applies their Machlekes to the source of the following halacha. Tumuras Meisr Pesach Ein Nekreva. If the Kedusha of Maisa Behema or Pesach was transferred onto a chulin animal, it may not be sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather v'yechlu b'mum and labailam. The tumur must be put to pasture until it receives a mum, and then its meat is eaten by the owner. According to Bisek Lili, who holds that the Pasuk of Ach Bachar includes all three, Bachar, Maisa, Pesach, the source is through the words Ach Bachar Shar, Leisifte Kaidashem. The word Haim excludes Haim Karevin, Vein Tumuras and Kareba. Only the Karbanos of Bachar, Maisa, Pesach are sacrificed, but their tumur is not to be sacrificed. While according to Rabbi Shmuel, the source for Tumuris Maisa Pesach is not in the Pasuk of Ach Bachar, because the Pasuk refers only to Bachar but not to Maisa and Pesach. Therefore, we must say the source for Tumuris Maisa is derived through Gzeir Shav of the word Avara. The Pasuk of Maisa states, Kol Ashe Yavar Tachas HaShevet, and the Pasuk of Bachar states, Vehavar to Kol Petarechem, Ma Tumuris Bachar in the Kareva of Tumuris Maisa in the Kareva. And the source for Tumuris Pesach is derived from the Pasuk of Shlamim Im Kesef Hu Makrevis Korbanai. The word im is superfluous and comes to include other forms of shlam, such as timuris ha-pesach, achar ha-pesach, karb shlam. If the timuris pesach was made after pesach, it becomes a shlam, and because a karb pesach of the pesach is a shlam. However, the word hu comes to exclude timuris pesach, lefne ha-pesach, in the kreva. If the timuris pesach was made before pesach, it does not become a shlam, because a karb pesach before pesach is not a shlam. The rest of the daf is reviewed with the next daf.